would be very helpful to know. Anything you can find out about it is useful. Although you have to take everything with a grain of salt, because when people are getting divorced, things are said that may or may not be true, exaggerations, imagination. You never know what's real or what's not. But people are never accused of things that aren't possible. So even to hear the wildest accusations, what do they consist of? What are you hearing? What about this person? Does his worst enemy make up about him? Even that's a little helpful. Gives you kind of a picture of what's going on. But if you can't find out, and in most cases you probably can't, because who's going to tell you the truth? Who's going to even answer your questions? I mean, you don't want to ask the former wife or her family. You can ask his family, his friends. If you can find out, it's wonderful. If you can't find out, then treat it like anybody else. What do his friends think of him, not of his previous marriage? What do they know about him? How does he behave? And et cetera, et cetera. And if he has a mashpia, that's a good thing. That's a good sign right in and of itself that he has a mashpia. And if you can talk to the mashpia, although the mashpia will be biased in his favor, but it's helpful.